was a cone of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, I'm Alan Watts, heading to the Matrix on August 10th, 2011. For newcomers, look into the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And hopefully you'll find lots of shortcuts to understanding this world that you're born into and how it really works and how it's always really worked and how big institutions, organizations, big money, and the banking fraternity, of course, really have their own superstructure of government, world government, and how they have a big business plan for the planet. And that's really what it is. Thousands of think tanks across the whole globe working for them on specific parts of their society as they bring it into this world order and into the future that they want to bring us all into. Not all of us, actually. A lot of us won't be here, but they certainly know who they want to bring through into the next brave new world scenario. So help yourself to the audios. There's lots to choose from. All the sites listed on the com site also have transcripts of a lot of the talks in English for print-up. And if you want print-up in other languages, look at Alan Watts Sentinel.eu and help yourself from the variety offered there. Remember, too, that you're the audience bring me to you, so you can support me by buying the discs and books that I have for sale at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And from the US to Canada, even though the dollar is plunging, you can still use a personal check to order, or you can use an international postal money order from your post office, or you can send cash, or you can use PayPal to order. Use the donation button there, follow it with an email, name, address, and order, and I'll get it out to you as fast as I can. Across the rest of the world, you've got Western Union and MoneyGram, and also, again, PayPal to order. And remember, straight donations are also certainly welcome as well in these hard times that we're going through. But it's an interesting time we are going through because, in some ways, we're lucky to see it all happening, especially been watching this for an awful long time, many years, to see where we're all going, and you know the plan, you know the big agenda. You've read the books by the big boys themselves, who love to boast about their part in making this all happen and designing a future. Most of what we're going through now was designed 50 to 70 years ago, actually, every part of it, and including all internationalism and the banks, etc., international banking, IMF, World Bank, United Nations. So really, you're going through, as I say, an agenda, straightforward, nothing really complicated about it. The only thing that makes you disbelieve it is because the media give you a daily version of the accidental theory of progress, as they call it, and history. And there's nothing accidental about it. Anything that happens on a world scale, on a large scale, is meant to happen that way. Because you don't hire all these think tanks and pay very tremendous wages to specialists to have them screw up like this any more than you would do in the banks either. The banking crash happened on cue because it was meant to happen. How else were they going to force you into something they called austerity for post-consumerist societies? Ask you nicely. No, of course they do it this way instead. And then, of course, the other part of it is that energy is going to be the big big buck relief that you'll spend it all on in the future rather than having extra money to play with and buy things from the stores. You'll be paying everything in taxes and fees for everything. That's what energy is all about. They can give you a quarter of what they're supplying you with now and charge you 100 times as much for it if they want to. So they're not going to lose out by getting you less. It's all worked out well in advance. And they're even talking about the global energy grid. One day there'll be one company in charge of all of the electrical supplies of the world, just the same as it is with the water supplies, as they amalgamate and take over the entire water system of the planet, and that'll match the food boys as well. Back with more after this break.
Hi. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. We're back. This is Cutting Through the Matrix. And as we're through this big whirlwind we're going through at the moment, nothing is by chance, of course, whether it's rioting across the world, especially in Britain, as it certainly is. And the austerity measures are cutting back in food stamps inside the United States, too, which will probably down the road eventually spark riots as well, which they know at the top. And I've said for years, you understand, you cannot plan for all of this stage where you have mass unemployment because of most of your factories are all gone overseas, thanks to your politicians signing agreements through the World Trade Organization, pretty well forcing them to go, but paying them to go as well. And that happened across the first world countries over the years. And they knew there'd be nothing left to take up the slack for the ones at the bottom who are not professional people and who don't like academia and sitting reading books or anything like that. And that's most of the population today. However, you find that nothing was unforeseen. They didn't simply say, well, give all the factories to China and wait and see what happens. They knew what would happen. And they probably knew as well exactly when trouble would start. But they also have other plans, too, such as bringing down the dollar, which is underway right now, of course, because they always said that once America and the West had financed third world countries up to a certain living standard, then the U.S. and others would have to come down to a certain level and then meet in some happy never land in between. And that's supposedly what's happening now. And I've always said to the U.S., who is the main supplier of cash to the United Nations, would be the one that would be also the military might for the United Nations to bring all this about, to standardize the world. And once they were
rug from underneath your feet at home, and that's what's happening now, too. Britain's ahead of it all, of course. You understand they've been building up this military force long before 9/11, because they have their projections from the Ministry of Defense renewed every other year for the next 50 years, generally, and what they expect to happen. And they're not looking at a crystal ball. They have all their professionals in from all the other think tanks who are dealing and implementing agendas, and they know what the kind of fallout these agendas will cause. So they tell you as it is, basically. They've already told us, as I mentioned before, I first mentioned in 2007, the Ministry of Defense, which matched the U.S. one that came out about 8 months later, exactly matched it. Eventually the world will end up in some super city states. Nations would be gone, and some of these city states would be high-tech, very, very high-tech, very elite people living inside them, and they might even have their own wars between cities down the road. So we seem to be going that way. And at the moment, too, all the ones that are left over from the last, like, century of workers, welfare systems, all that, are just all the weeds that they want to control and disappear, basically. So you're seeing the start of it now as the rioting happens in Britain. In Britain right now, apparently, almost every major city is under attack from within, right across the whole of England now. And it's obviously managed as well. But there's also a lot of hatred there because there are different ethnic groups fighting away. And I said that 30 years ago, that they're making sure they're bringing in all the people who will do the rioting down the road. If it was just the British people themselves, you could even get martial law put on them because there'd be no reason to do it. You have to bring the people in. You have to create a welfare state. And when they're in a welfare state, you do spoil them. There's no doubt about it. Britain has advertised as the best welfare state in the papers for 30 years. And that's why all refugees and everybody who wants to be a refugee or an immigrant goes to Britain if you want to live on welfare. And when you cut the welfare off, or if the welfare money doesn't keep up with the inflation you've got after bailing out all the big banks, then you get rioting. And that's what's happening. Quite something to watch, as I say. And tonight I'll put up some links about it. 4 days of rioting, and it says that the Prime Minister now is going to bring in the troops, etc., and they'll put paid to that. This will also teach the general population that you're not safe. You understand? That's the real part of this agenda. You're all not safe, and you really need us. You really need the military police state. That's what they're telling you here. They had to do something because nothing was happening, obviously. You got a massive police state, and nothing's happening. So you got to make things happen and say, see, we told you. And that's why they were allowing all this rioting to continue. They could have whacked it very quickly on the first night of it if they wanted to, but they didn't. So they let it happen. That gives word to all the rest of them across the country. And get out of your beds. If you ever do get out of them, get out now and do some rioting and looting. And that's what's been going on. So it's managed to an extent. And as far as the events that triggered it, I think it's all bogus, to be honest with you. At least most of it is pretty bogus. I think there's much, much more to it than meets the eye. And there's definitely pent-up rage, massive pent-up rage. You've also got the most degenerate society that's ever been created. It definitely is in Britain because they've destroyed what was the family unit pretty well. They get nothing but perversion and sex on television, have done for years now, all kinds of perversions now. They're now called normals, and it's rammed down their throats until they're so politically correct that they don't know what common sense is anymore, literally. And they're scared, if they have common sense, they're scared to mention it because they'll be poo-pooed by the ones who are all downloaded at the PC. So that's what you have. Anyway, you've got all this stuff happening in Britain. We won't get the death toll, by the way, until it's over. Because I saw this the last time, and when this happened, I remember too, there were gangs going into old-age homes, they had streets there for homes, old-age people, and they were dousing them with gasoline and setting them on fire. I can remember when that happened. And they kept that quiet from the public for quite a while. It's a racial-type riot, you see. And they don't want to stir it up any more than they want. If they do go into the racial issue, then that means they'll want to stir it up more. So we'll know. And actually, there's some articles today that's pretty well proven that. Plus, you have you also have white militia on the street now. They're just taking over the streets, older guys generally, who have had enough. And they're trying to protect their own property and their neighbors and clear it out of all the hooligans, as they're being termed. And they've all got baseball bats like crazy because that's the only thing you can buy there. It's the biggest seller right now on eBay is aluminum baseball bats to bash some heads in. So that's all they're left with, unfortunately. And again, too, in a socialist society like Britain, socialism is an interesting term. Most of the people at the bottom level who think they're socialists don't understand what it means. At least they don't understand what the elite mean by using the term. The elites have a completely different idea. It's an ordered society with a definite hierarchy who run everything according to a scientific method, as they call it. And eugenics is heavily put in there too. Nothing to do with helping the working people or anything like that at all. And technically, too, even the Darwinists and Galton, Sir Francis Galton, they were technically socialists as well. They wrote to Shaw, Bernard Shaw, the Fabian, one of the Fabian founders, and they believed in a scientifically led society of the ultra-bright elite, and of course the rich and famous. So people can use the same terms and yet never understand that they're actually talking across purposes in a sense. It's like sitting with 10 folk, you're all talking about God, and you're sharing your sandwiches and everything else, and you can leave the meeting never realizing that you might be sitting with a bunch of Satanists on one side and voodoo priests on the other. As long as you all use the same term, God, you're all quite happy. And that's how silly people are. So I've got this one about all the things that are happening as these riots continue and they spread, and they've been allowed to spread, obviously, up until now. They do say that there's been about 760 arrests made in London alone, I think, which is nothing at all compared to the amount of looters that were out there. And I think it's only 1,500 arrested in total or something like that. But they say we'll never get the true story coming out until it's all over and done. And I've noticed even on the BBC and different ones, they always pick certain people to photograph without and try to evade the obvious. And that's rather sad as well, because you have to always talk facts when you're talking about things. And I'll put a link to about London riots, government prepares troops, martial law imminent, that politician, I believe. And also, London needs an army to crush the thugs. They're actually calling back troops from Afghanistan. It's very time they use them for something else, since the taxpayers have been paying for them. So that they can get their poppies out of Afghanistan. And I go back to this society because you understand it's so corrupt. It's incredibly corrupt. And it's obviously it's corrupt from the very, very top. Because in an atheistic society, once you're all into the sciences and you have to poo-poo all ideas of anything beyond science, and what you're given as facts, even if the facts keep changing, you get corruption. There's no rights or wrongs. There's moral relativity. And eventually they become very cocky at the top, and they share the loot. They often actually think that it's their right to share the loot at the top. You see them in politicians as well, when they're caught with their hands in the cookie jar. But I'll put this link up again. I've mentioned it already. Chief Constable and his deputy both suspended after being arrested in corruption probe. One of Britain's most senior police officers was arrested on suspicion of corruption yesterday. The Cleveland Chief Constable, Sean Price, 53, and Deputy Derek Bonnard, 45, are being quizzed by detectives investigating allegations of misconduct, abuse of position, and corrupt practice. And it's the first time since 1958 somebody at that level has been arrested. Where he gets away with it, who knows. And I mentioned his salary the last time I read this, too. This is Mr. Price, who was one of the most highly paid officers in Britain, thanks to a gold-plated perks package, which takes his salary to £191,905 per annum, was suspended from duty along with his deputy. But well, they'll probably give him a big settlement too, another gold-plated settlement to go with his pension, or else to promote him. Back with more after this break.
Hey. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Hi folks, I'm back and we're cutting through the matrix and just talking about how things happen on cue. If you build up a police state, you've got to use them once in a while. Otherwise, the folk keep saying, especially when you're broke, why are we paying for all this? So you've got to make sure that everybody gets the message. And with enough looting in Britain, for instance, that they'll keep the pulse on the people. They get instant feedback from all their twittering, etc. They know what they're talking about. So they know when they've had enough. And just at the right time, when they've had enough, they'll come in and use the big force. Everybody will cheer, and then they'll legitimize the police state, you see. But you got to get people keep coming into the country. It's already sinking with the weight of people coming in all the time from all over Europe and Africa because it's the best welfare place on the planet. That's their ad for the last 30 years. So you always need that to use them for rioting at the right time. But other things are happening too, and are getting quashed under all of this, because this article here is interesting. It's just like Japan, about the big, basically the nuclear holocaust, which it really was. And I've always said, isn't it strange, it stopped immediately the day they went to bomb Libya. It suddenly didn't exist anymore. It was a footnote and then gone altogether. And it's still going on today. We're still getting radiation coming across the water. And covering the Americas, Hawaii, you really got dosed in the stuff. And we're not too worried about or even think about that. You leave it to the experts to think about. You just go and play. And then, of course, we have so many other stories just going missing. And this article sort of ties some of it together. Same thing happened with Norway, you'll notice. It's Norway never happened. Just ask the police. And it shows you a little video here. It's awfully interesting. It's a brothers, which are all cults, you see, because all the Masons there, all the cults are Masons in Norway, too, like they are everywhere else. But what's interesting, too, Breivik is much more to this guy than they'll ever tell us, because you actually wonder if he's actually even Norwegian in the full sense of the word. The guy definitely had plastic surgery, supposedly, to make himself more Aryan-looking, whatever that means. And his father was a very high diplomat in the Norwegian government. And I don't think it must be too important to tell us who the guy actually is. But there's much more to this than meets the eye. Anyway, it says here, the Norway killings with more and more fully complicit police terrorism, Freemasons, Israeli agents. I guess that's to do probably with the Oslo Accord. They've never forgiven Oslo for that accord to give Palestinians their homeland. Anyway, carefully timed slaughter has gone silent. The other suspects gone from the planet, disappeared. No names, just stories of arrest, even films of the suspects' homes, but now as though it had never happened, just like Japan. It says, murder of a SEAL team in Afghanistan, one more stage in 9/11 cover-up, cleansing the American military of the witnesses to the phony Bin Laden theater. Riots now in Britain, increasingly seemingly staged by government agent provocateurs, were told, trying to bury questions about the Iraq inquiry cover-up. Actually, it's more to do with the Murdoch story, who kind of run the government through blackmail. You had all the taps on all the different politicians' phones, plus it took them to, you know, specific high-level kind of kinky parties across the planet in these private jets. Anyway, then there was the Murdoch story cover-up. A top government counter-terrorism official has quit, who should have been arrested, waterboarded, and should have brought down the entire government. But instead, a pie-thrower gets 6 weeks in jail. That's really what's happening, isn't it? All we have today for you is one sample video from CNN, suppressed, forgotten, but seeded with just enough to take it all down. This simple story of a simple man, not heroism, but humanity. Just remember this quote, and it gives you little quotes, because this is a guy who was on a boat. He went into the island and got some of them out. This one girl started crying. He tried to keep her from causing others to panic. We have to have an agreement, he told his passengers. We should keep quiet until we get out of here. It's quite an interesting little video. It's disappeared from CNN and everywhere else, because it shows you when the Norwegians said that no helicopters or anything, you'll see lots of them flying overhead. Just the police, I guess, were too busy with other things. And you also see around the island lots of boats and other boats going in too to help. That's quite an interesting little thing. On a day when there were no helicopters in Norway, apparently, they were seen scurrying overhead, all available to the police, who conveniently avoided them. On a day when locals found boats to rescue the children, the police could find none, not for hours. But the helicopters did exist. There were three landing zones in the small island, and nothing ever touched down. And in fact, look for films of the hunt and capture. They don't exist either. Berik or Breivik wasn't captured. He was extracted. Then again, we have reliable reports that when the police finally came ashore, they called out his name, Breivik, where are you? Are you out there? They were looking for him. He put down his weapon carefully, no barrage of gunfire, as would have happened anywhere else on Earth. And Breivik, also known as Andy Berik, quietly went with those who appeared to be his friends, those who helped him get his weapons permit, those who were supposedly doing surveillance on him because of terror and weapons questions, his fellow Lodge brothers, his fellow Freemasons. It says the Norwegian police, almost to a man, are Freemasons. The bomb is now forgotten, not a car bomb in a square, but something equal to an entire rail car of TNT. Obviously, if the guy got tons of this stuff, they said that he bought tons of the fertilizer, you would never get it all in, especially mixed with the diesel, into a little car. It just wouldn't fit, you know. Anyway, no fertilizer residue, no forensic evidence of a fertilizer bomb. The police made the whole thing up. This is where's the trail leading. Before everything went black, Berik's claimed associates now proven very real. Many were arrested, perhaps released, one more killing in Oslo, an arrest but no prisoners, while others fled to Britain and Sweden and Denmark, fled or simply went back to work. Yesterday, CNN began blaming Iran for killing the Navy SEALs in Afghanistan. And it goes on and on and on. But it's quite interesting. All the different agencies are involved in this cover-up. Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Hi folks, we're back. This is Cutting Through the Matrix. I'm also putting up on the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com at the end of the broadcast all these links I've mentioned already, but also a couple. There's one on the fight to stop Agenda 21 as an update. I'll put that up as well. And then there's also more stuff to do with what's happening in Britain and how they're calling it racial riots, basically. And the folk really have had enough of shootings and muggings and so on over the years, which is exactly what the government wanted. That's why they brought lots of folk in and said, go on welfare. They also allowed the drugs to run for years and years and years. Same thing happened in Toronto before when there were lots of shootings. It's mainly black on black. And that's because the police stopped the drugs from flowing in. And so they end up shooting each other for the last of the drugs. Once they have laws passed, which they did, that's what they're using it for in Canada, and the law is passed, the very day that it was passed, the drugs were allowed to flow in and all the shooting stopped. That's a standard thing. Everyone's used and they don't even know it. They're getting used for higher purposes. And that's just the way it is in this mysterious world. It's only mysterious if you believe the media. Now, there's a couple of callers on the line. There's Martin from North Carolina hanging on. Hey there, Martin. Hello? Is Martin there? Nope. Alan Bob from Texas.
Hello.
Hello. Is that Martin, is it?
Yes, Alan.
Yes.
First of all, I'd like to say it's an honor to speak with you. You were the first person that I really woke up to. You still there?
Yes, I'm here, yeah.
So I have a comment and a question.
Mm-hmm.
My comment is, I'm an up and coming, I guess you would call future leader of the academia or scientific leadership that you've talked about in the socialist program that we have here. And twice now in my career, I have had, during internships, been addressed by high-ranking government officials telling us how great it would be to have a brain chip, how it would give you a sixth sense, or you could play music in your brain off of your brain chip.
Yeah.
And they're openly admitting this now.
Uh-huh.
And they're trying to get the future leaders of tomorrow in on the deal so that they will, you know, push it down the pike.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And my question is, how does Einstein, was he a player in all this? How did he play a role in the system as it rolls along, like you teach?
Well, what you do, and this is how it's done. If you look into, say, the 18th century, you had all these philosophers coming up, mainly in Germany, and the countries around Germany. And what you do to change society? Remember, society was basically a religious type of society. At least the culture was. It doesn't matter if you believe in it or not, as long as you went along with the culture, it gave you your norms and your social taboos, that kind of thing. So everyone knew the rules. And to change society and to change those who have sway over society, to overthrow it, you have to find either an equal god or a more powerful god, or they use logic and use science. So they chose science. That was the idea. So the philosophers came forward to try and point out all the fallacies of religion in order to elevate themselves up to a higher position and to get society working in a different direction. And believe you me, it wasn't to free society either. You know? And don't make that mistake. But what they do too is they give you heroes, just like today. And you still make some scientists today celebrities.
Sure.
And I've mentioned too the Unabomber, and I've got the link up to the Unabomber, what he was on about. He was after a group of scientists that also belonged to the Frankfurt School, who belonged to cybernetic societies as well, who wanted to bring in this high-tech socialist system to control people, basically. And one of them on that video, you'll hear him talking about one of the present people who still make scientists celebrities. You'll hear him saying that. He says, that's what I did. I make people celebrities. I make rock star celebrities, but I also make science celebrities to be the new priests of this modern age. And so Einstein was brought forth for that reason, amongst others. And his history doesn't jive with all the accolades that's been given to him, because when you read the books by Snow and others, the few people who were given access to private interviews with him, he said all Einstein ever talked about was politics. He wanted a socialist world order, etc., etc. But when it came to science, he didn't talk about anything. When you go into his history, he was regarded as an idiot at school by his teachers. He left with pretty well no qualifications. His parents pulled some strings, and he got a job in the patent office. Now, the patent offices exist so that the military-industrial boys and those who control things can steal your patents. That's what it's for. And so I guess he must have done an awful good job, so they probably asked him what he wanted to be, and he probably said a famous scientist. So they gave him a good cover story. He's associated with atomic weaponry, even though he didn't really have anything to do with it. There was a whole bunch of different people who worked on the atomic bomb. And there's a Norwegian who the final bits in which they needed to create the bomb. But he ended up getting all the accolades for it, too. So that's the power of the press and propaganda. So, but regardless, his main job was to give talks around the world about a new kind of globalistic society, a different kind of system, etc. So that's what they give you. Same as Carl Sagan with his humanism, secular humanism, etc., debasing man off his pedestal onto the ground along with the animals, that kind of stuff. And we sit back listening to these new priests and we're captivated by the shows that are put on television. So that's what you do. Yeah, that's why you do. That's why you put them up there. Yeah.
May I say one more thing before I go?
Yeah.
To your listeners, when Alan Watt talks about the brain chips and how they're coming down the pike, I know firsthand that it is policy, it is U.S. government policy. There are people in place that think about this. And just be wary, and may God go with you.
And you too, you take care. But it's interesting that's even that the internet was given by ARPA, they called it first, which is now called DARPA, and the same group were the first ones to openly admit the implanted a remote chip, in other words, it doesn't need wires, into the brain of a paraplegic. So here's the military industrial boys at the top in charge of terrorism and everything, and high-tech weaponry for the military, helping a paraplegic because they just love paraplegics, obviously. But no, it was to see if they could actually use this technique on them. And then that article I read last night from 2007 from The Guardian, with its 90 pages attached to it, too. It's on our website in the archives as you go in, from the military industrial boys, it was actually the Ministry of Defense for Britain. They said that they'd possibly do that down the road as brain chip all of the population. That's from the military of the Ministry of Defense for the UK and NATO. So they are on board with this idea of brain chips. Now, we'll go to Bob from Texas next, if he's still there. Are you there, Bob? Hello, Bob? No. Maybe he's dropped.
Hello, Alan.
Hello, you're there, yeah.
Yes, I don't know. We had a little delay there. I wanted to talk to you about, what's going on in the UK. It's tragic, and it's almost... To me, I can see the design in all of it, and you know, we're talking about, you know, you talk about the brain chips and so forth. I'm looking from Nick Begich, Angels Don't Play with Harp, or Angels Don't Play This Harp, on page 150.
Yeah.
And talks about a captain, a director of U.S. U.S. Navy's electromagnetic radiation project from 1970 to 77.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1985, he was quoted in Omni that with the right electromagnetic field, for example, you might be able to produce the same effects of psychoactive drugs. The idea first kicked around by the CIA, and early researchers were now being pursued by the military for controlling human behavior, a prospect of profound implications.
Yeah.
I see such... You know, to me, I think it is almost impossible to believe that such a mass of people, I know that there are social influences that, you know, that are involved in this thing, but it's very hard to swallow that so many people could just go on such a rampage without having some sort of influence.
But that's the problem. I mean, Britain is like everywhere else. They gave you a rap culture for years. Taught the youngsters to do whatever they wanted to, and pretend to be tough, you know, to be awful tough guys. And you couple that with a welfare state, you couple that with inflation,
yes,
and you're ready to spark them. However, you can certainly go into Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages, and he's working up there with the NSA and the whole bit, and he said that... we can use technotronic warfare on the public. He says we can bait the whole continent with technotronic signals, which can alter the behavior and make people aggressive or very passive or even knock them out. And I do know in Britain, I've got some really strange antennas they're putting up in all the big crowded housing estates. They look like big microphones, actually. That's what they look like instead of the usual girders. It's like big microphones, massive cables going into them for incredible power. And no one's explained what they're for. There's no Rogers name or nothing on the sides of it telling you what they are. So the governments have put these up where there's masses of crowds of populations. So I think personally they're doing it. They're using this kind of technology.
Yeah,
and by the same token, they could calm them all down just as fast too.
Yeah. You know, and I think it's interesting how, you know, all of a sudden the police will just stand and say, look, see, you know, it's almost a display. To me, it's quite obvious. You can't finger a thing because, you know, as far as saying, well, you know, I've got definite proof here. All you have to do is read and look up to the skies. I know the UK has been sprayed immensely with these chemtrails, unbelievably. I've been, you know, seeing some of the things posted from some of my friends and so forth, and they have been being sprayed, just bombarded with this stuff.
Yeah, and also they have one of the highest populations for inoculations of all kinds, massive campaigns over there. So they're always sticking new needles into people all the time from infancy onwards. And when you go into the history of inoculations, especially the ones who designed them, then you find they all belong to the eugenic societies. And the main problem was the coming masses, as they call them, how we dumb them down, how we control them. And here they are giving you shots, inventing shots for you. You start to get rather suspicious.
And if you can, if you can pinpoint something, GPS, satellite, if you can pinpoint directions and so forth, and signals, you can pinpoint all sorts of radio frequencies.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's even an article from Finland a couple of years ago. I kept it from a scientist who found a way to use a standing mast, the standard big mast you see in the countryside, the tall ones for cell phones, and target a person within line of sight, even if they're miles away, within 3 feet, basically. And it would leave everybody else in the crowd alone, but you could actually target that person without moving anything on top of this big antenna.
Yeah.
They could literally hone in on... You understand, everybody has their own frequency, a body frequency.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's just as exact as a fingerprint. And once they have that frequency, they can actually target you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not science fiction, it's patented, and the military's got a hold of it.
Yeah, and, you know, the same thing going on in the cities in the U.S., certain cities that are being, you know, Philadelphia is one that's coming out. And, you know, there's just, you know, if people can start maybe reading things like this, what I'm talking about, and what you're talking
about.
Here's
the problem. It isn't just being informed about it. You're left saying, what do you do about it? Because,
right.
You see, when you realize that it's a farce of government, it's a farce of any kind of input from the public, unless you're a special PC group or something, they'll listen to you. But really, they don't listen to the majority of the public. And although they know what we're all complaining about all the time, they know exactly what we're complaining about, but they don't listen to us because you're living an agenda. And that's when you have to sit down and say, well, what do we do about this? Because these guys, in their own military manuals, because the American military projection up to the year 2040, 2050, is exactly the same as the British one, by the way.
Yeah.
But it's like, what do we do with all these people? There's going to be mob riots everywhere of unemployed people in America, and what to use all the special weaponry to deal with them, including neutron bombs. This is from the military's own think tank, which they published. I mean, they mean what they say. They know they're bringing it on, obviously, because you don't go overboard into imagination.
Oh, no, not
at all. Yeah.
And so you know, like, what do you do? I mean, what do you do, Alan?
Yeah, that's the big kicker.
Yeah.
And again, they try to bring you around to politics. Oh, if we can just get the right guy in politics, who's kidding who?
Yeah, come on. Yeah, it's just everything in politics is nothing but diversion.
It's
all one diversion after another diversion.
Yeah.
So they can sign their policies
and
into action without people seeing it.
Going and everything else. So obviously it's a monolith, and somehow the monolith has to be taken down without destroying the country and some honesty put in there. And I can't see any other way you can do it.
Yeah.
Other than being like a jury system where every single person who lives there has to do X amount of weeks in government. You'd have to rotate them all the time to stop a permanent...
Sure, exactly. Yeah, to keep them from, you know, forming some sort of alliance.
They do it, that's the first thing they do is form another little cabal,
uh-huh.
And you're back with the same money con, and that's really where all...
What do you think about the, democracy... of the people, you know, where people have a direct, you know, kind of like the Switzerland thing, it's a direct democracy approach.
Yes, you get more input for sure. The problem is we're not Switzerland. Switzerland has a kind of monoculture, you might say.
Yeah.
job to find a reason for bringing it. Anyway, they did say some truth as well. They said there are so many competing, conflicting groups and democracies they could never get on together, and that's true.
Mm-hmm.
You'd find that the big groups from all types of society wanting to be on top, and what about this, and what about that, and what about the fact I can't buy a new dress even though you're a guy? But
right.
Stuff like, I'm not kidding, you know, that's the kind of nonsense you'd hear.
Right.
And so you'd probably need a period of chaos before you could rebuild again. I think that's probably what you'd have to do.
Okay, well, thank you, kind sir. So
thanks.
Good to hear you, and appreciate you.
Well, you take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. But that's true. Without that, you see, all these other groups that ask for and demand crazy things are all managed by the government. That's why they're all funded by the government. And you would probably need something that was not in the plan, the big global agenda, some catastrophe that no one had foreseen, and certainly wasn't brought on by the elites. And you start all over afterwards. As it stands right now, I don't see how they can possibly lose the top, because they've got a military machine that can transport across the globe so fast to deal with this problem, just to deal with flash mobs and riots. Back with more after.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, we're back, cutting through the matrix. And that is true, what you do with all the information, and I think people who are a bit wise can at least try and get out of the cities if they can, because what's happening in Britain is going to happen elsewhere too. That's how they plan to continue. That's what they've shown you in all their sci-fi movies over the years, people are living in the rubble of cities. a scrounger around for things to eat or killing each other, and the guys with the latest armor body armor suits and the big machine guns lording it over them. That's what they've been showing you for years. That's predictive programming, of course. So once you see the real thing, it seems all quite normal. You can make anything seem normal because they prepared your mind for it in advance. And as the nails get put in the coffins of what was normalcy that held anything together, and they try to finish off the religions, more certain religions, and also push all the bizarre stuff to do with bring all minorities, tiny, tiny minorities, up to a high level of visibility in the media, etc. They're really pushing harder to make you all feel insane, actually. And here's an article here. Husband, new online push for Bert and Ernie to have a gay wedding on Sesame Street for the children. Isn't that nice? And another one, too, about, did you know that Spider-Man is now half black, half Latino, and maybe gay? I guess that's very politically correct. I don't know. And then, of course, you've got the LGBT children's programming as well. A whole bunch of links on that. And it's quite interesting what's going on. And you couple it with all the other stuff, and amongst all the chaos and the fires going off in London and the looting, and you really have to say, what on earth is the media doing? It's trying to put you into a kaleidoscopic schizophrenia. That's what it's doing. It pushes all this other stuff out too. There's another one too. American Apparel CEO launches a teenagers do it better T-shirt, hot on the heels of a string of sexual harassment claims. And there are guys, another pedophile probably, but anyway, that's what you've got. You've got all this stuff coming out at the same time, so that the average person who is not grounded in who they are will be kind of lost and feel like kind of helpless, floating in the sea of new normals where police come, and the military too will be launched in, across England, and you will see armoured vehicles and everything happening, just like the movies, just like all the predictive programming. And at the same time, you have guys dressed like women, vice versa, and all kinds of things going on at the same time. That's the world that's planned for you, because, you see, sanity must be kicked out the window before they bring in the last phases of this. And this is all to do with neuroscientists involved in it, top psychologists, who are helping the think tanks guide us all into this part of destruction to bring in the new society that will emerge down the road afterwards. So we've got this from now to the year 2050 or so to go, of just increasing chaos and what appears for the general public to be bad. That's how you create a war. That's how you guide a war. Guide the outcome. From Hamish, myself, from Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and your God or your gods go with you.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and